What's up, friends? Welcome to Core Values Conversations, where we talk all things CVI. In this discussion, we're going to cover the core energy of banker. The banker core energy brings to every room and every relationship the core value of knowledge. Okay? Knowledge, according to the CVI, is defined as knowing the facts. But what's important as well is how bankers come to know these facts. Knowing these facts through research, through measurement, through proof, and records. Okay? So any room, any relationship that the banker steps into, that room automatically is going to have a greater capacity for knowledge. Because the banker who provides these facts through very solid methods, methods of research, measurement, proof, and records, they're going to add that to that space. Okay? So if there's details that we need to know about how to accomplish a task well, if there is pertinent information that is essential to us accomplishing this mission, we would do well to call upon the banker to provide such information. Now, as we come to know, right, that every core value has a catalyzing or an energizing positive attribute. So for the banker, their knowledge is energized or fueled by the positive attribute of justice. Justice to the banker is what they desire the most, and that's why they're bringing knowledge. How are we defining justice? Justice is defined as ensuring the equity or the equality, the fairness of access, accountability, compensation, and opportunity. So that banker is going to be the one to contend for or fight to make sure that there is balance and fairness in the level of access that people have to whatever it is that we're going after. They're going to make sure that there's equal accountability, that there's a balance and a sense of fairness to the standard that's being held, right? They're going to make sure that there's a sense of balance and fairness to the compensation strategy within that room or relationship. And they're also going to make sure that there's a sense of balance and fairness to the levels of opportunity that people have to take advantage of, okay? If there's going to be any equilibrium, okay, in the room or the relationship, that is always going to be primarily brought about by the banker. Now, when the core value and the positive attribute are working in concert, so in this case, knowledge and justice works in concert or is well aligned, this is what we call the sweet spot for the banker, their highest and best contribution. So the banker's highest and best contribution is their ability to both conserve and inform. So what they bring to the team, what they bring to the room or the relationship is their ability to say, hey, is this the least risky approach to what we're trying to accomplish, right? They're going to ask questions that minimize catastrophes or that minimize casualties of the people involved. Why? Because their whole goal, their whole purpose in being present in the room or the relationship is to preserve, right? Like, how do we not lose people in the process? How do we not approach this mission or this task in a way that's wasteful? But how do we do it in a way that's efficient? Okay. That banker is also going to inform. Do we know everything that we are supposed to know as best as possible? Do we have all of the information needed to accomplish this task or this mission well? And if we don't, the banker is going to be the one to do what? Do the research, do the necessary measurements, find the essential proof, pull up the important records, right? That would undergird the necessary facts that would help us be informed, fully informed, as we're going after this task or the particular mission, okay? So if you want to minimize risk and if you want to be well informed, the team does well to call on the banker in the room, okay? This, my friends, is when the banker feels most valued, most secured, and most honored, right? When they have the ability to be present, contributing out of their knowledge, contributing out of their desire for justice, right? Giving the ability to conserve and inform. Now, when their knowledge and their justice is rejected or not well received, then the banker moves into conflict mode, right? That's that shift from contribution to conflict. And for the banker, their conflict mode is what we would call a aloof judgment. One of the best visual pictures that I can give of aloof judgment is the Homer Simpson GIF where he's backing out of the picture into the bushes, right? This is essentially what the banker does, because the banker has to initiate engagement in order to provide their information, their facts, their details. Like, that's a present space that they have to be in order to give pertinent information that's meant to conserve and inform. But when their information, when their knowledge and their justice is their desire for justice is not well received, they just back out of the picture. It's like, okay, I got it. You don't want to receive what I have to give. And I know that what I have to give is true and right because I've researched it. I've measured it. I've proven it. I have the records to undergird it, right? I'll just pull out. You're good. And I'll stand by and wait for this thing to dismantle, or I'll stand by and wait for this thing to fall apart because you're lacking in details and pertinent information necessary to make this thrive. So then how does the banker shift out of conflict mode back into contribution mode? How do they get out of aloof judgment and move back into the posture of conserving and informing? It's through their learning style. Read and analyze. So for the banker, rather than me as a banker just removing myself from the situation, let me lean back in and focus less on how I'm not being well received and focus more on what are the details that I need to begin to pay attention to? What is it that I need to analyze? Why? So I can add that knowledge and justice back into the room, thereby contributing in a way that conserves and informs. This, my friends, is the banker way.